through Jesus Christ, his son, that he sent to die for us. You know, God loves you so much and is ready to reveal himself to you if you let him in. I'm actually glad that you've asked this question.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Morgan Kapui says President Hichilema has failed to deliver campaign promises. Mobile Money Association optimistic over 255 million kwacha boost towards mobile services. And residents of Ugandan capital fearful after Ebola death at local hospital. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Citizens First Lusaka Central aspiring Member of Parliament Morgan Kapui says President Hakainde Hichilema has failed to fulfill the promises made to Zambians during the 2021 general elections. Mr. Kapui says the country requires a change of leadership in light of the growing economic challenges and rising cost of living, which he believes demand a different approach to governance. Speaking in an interview with RSM News, Mr. Kapui said the United Party for National Development, UPND administration, has failed to ease the economic pressure facing ordinary citizens, with many households struggling to cope with the increasing prices of essential commodities and worsening living conditions. He said citizens are increasingly losing confidence in the government due to the continued economic hardships affecting many families across the country. Mr. Kapui further expressed confidence in Citizens First President Harry Kalama, describing him as the only opposition leader capable of reviving the economy and restoring hope among Zambians. The country cannot continue on the current trajectory of hardship, said Mr. Kapui. He added that President Hichilema should prepare to transition into the role of a former head of state and use his experience to provide guidance outside government rather than seek another term in office. Mr. Kapui has since called on citizens and his supporters to turn out in large numbers on August 13 and vote for what he described as real change under the leadership of Mr. Kalaba and the Citizens First Party. Government has cautioned the public over a fake video circulating on various social media platforms, falsely suggesting that President Hakainde Hichilema has facilitated the arrest of the Vice President Mutalina Lumango. Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana has dismissed the video, disregarding it as fabricated and of malicious intent. Ms. Kawana noted that the video intends to manufacture discord, cause public alarm, and undermine the unity of the current leadership. Both the office of the president and the vice president remain fully functional, with the leaders continuing to work together harmoniously in the service of the nation, said Mr. Kawana in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Kawana further warned the public to desist from creating, sharing, or forwarding this and any other unverified and fake content. He has appealed to citizens to be responsible and maintain peace, adding that law enforcement agencies will not hesitate to ensure that the law takes its full course on any individuals found abusing cyberspace to spread misinformation. Mobile Money Association has expressed optimism that the recent funds released towards improving the quality of mobile phone services will expand financial inclusion in the country. This comes after government released 255 million kwacha in a bid to boost mobile services across the country. Speaking in an interview with RTV News, Association President Pamfret Hashweka stressed that these funds will upscale the setting up of towers, advanced network connectivity, as well as enhanced infrastructure. Mr. Hashweka emphasized the importance of facilitating the implementation of this initiative to drive growth in the sector. The marginalized sector in the country should have access to other financial services such as insurance, stated Mr. Hashweka. Meanwhile, Mr. Hashweka disclosed that the association engaged the Bank of Zambia in launching the Standard Mobile Training Manual, an initiative aimed to upgrade and equip agents with knowledge beyond mobile payments. He further urged government to collaborate with key stakeholders to ensure that the connectivity and quality of network should improve across the country.
We joined the Payments Association of Zambia, Bank of Zambia, to launch the Standard Mobile Money Training Manual. Because what we are now looking at, especially as an association, we've launched an initiative to upgrade these agents so that they can, you know, advance financial inclusion beyond payment. Because the problem we currently have is, you know, when we talk of financial inclusion, especially for the underserved, we really just look at it as in terms of mobile money, having a mobile money account. But we need to see now more and more of underserved segments begin to access other financial services.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has welcomed the improved loan repayment performance by the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, which recorded 84% repayment rate in the first quarter of 2026. Speaking in an interview with RSM News in Lusaka, Association Executive Secretary Juba Sakala stressed that this achievement reflects growing financial discipline among beneficiaries and increased confidence in citizen empowerment programs. Mr. Sakala noted that the rise from 73.8% in 2025 to 84% in 2026 is a positive signal for Zambia's economic transformation agenda. He further stated that this demonstrates that citizens are putting broad funds to productive use in businesses, farming, trading and other income-generating activities. Improved repayment rates strengthen public trust in empowerment institutions and attract confidence from cooperating partners and financial stakeholders, said Mr. Sakala. Mr. Sakala, however, called on continued financial literacy programs to ensure borrowers fully understand loan obligations, business management, and repayment planning.
We also commend CECC and compliant beneficiaries, and we encourage continued timely repayment so that more citizens can benefit from empowerment funds and also contribute meaningfully to the Zambia transformation and economic policies, as well as job creation agenda, which Zambia is impact on.
In African news, residents in the Ugandan capital have expressed their fears and concerns after officials confirmed the death in the city from Ebola following a new outbreak in neighboring Congo. Authorities said on Friday that a Congolese man who died at the Kibuli Muslim Hospital in Kampala earlier in the week had tested positive for the virus. As visitors arrived at the health facility on Saturday, they were screened with infrared thermometers and provided with hand sanitizer at the building's entrance. Coming up shortly, large-scale Ukrainian drone attack kills 3 in Moscow region, says Russia. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. 3 people were killed overnight in a large-scale Ukrainian drone attack on the Moscow region, Russian officials have said. A woman died in a house in Kimki, north of the capital, where a person was trapped under rubble, regional governor Andrei Vorobyev said. A man and a woman were killed in the village of Pogorelki. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said 12 people were injured in strikes on a city oil refinery. Russia's military said 556 drones were intercepted. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Citizens First Lusaka Centre aspiring Member of Parliament Morgan Kapui says President Hakainde Hichilema has failed to fulfil the promises made to Zambians during the 2021 general elections. Mobile Money Association has expressed optimism that the recent funds released towards improving the quality of mobile phone services will expand financial inclusion in the country. and residents in the Ugandan capital have expressed their fears and concerns after officials